begin the Gemara Daf Masechtas Yuma Daf Mem Zayin. Begin on the base. Begin the Tisna Master. Begins with the Gemara. Hada Pashta. Ultimately, he resolved the question that Bein Benaim Safik. Yeah, that between the fingers, that area, what's in that space is a Safik. Says Tesis Lo Yidana Mekama Hada Pashta. So then I don't know what the Gemara is saying that ultimately he resolved it. In the question, it was also a suffix, it was also a doubt. So what do you resolve when you said it's a doubt? And that's it says, maybe what you could say is like this. The Mikara Misafka, originally the Gemara was in doubt. That is, Vavasakita Dichl Mifshit. And then it entertained to resolve it. We thought maybe we'll answer it and say, oh, we'll show that it's part of the Kmitza, or we'll show that it's part of the Shrayim. But the Pashto, the Suffolk, when the Gemara says that ultimately they resolve that it's a Suffolk, meaning, that was, we're not going to go attempt anymore to resolve Ivadi Kmitza, Ivadi Shrayim, is it definitely from the fist or from the leftovers. El Bavadi Suffolk, rather, we came out, we said, no, most definitely it is a doubt, and that is Ve'inod Mirchel La'olam Lamar Lab, that no one could ever figure it out. That's what it means the Gemara concluded on that. Or, I mean, really, another purchase that it seems to me as follows. Originally, the Gemara had a question to entertain, to say that from the kemitza that's between the fingers is like tevel, which is kedemikara, as it was, as if you never did a kemitza. Or, maybe it's doubt. Maybe it is from the kemitza, maybe from the shrayim, and that it's not tevel. It's not like you didn't do anything with it. You did it, just one or the other. As Tais explains, e tevel hava, on the one hand, you could say it's, so to speak, like tevel, like untithed produce, like the halacha you have when you take too much maisa. So we say that, okay, the peiris are good, the chulin had maisa taken, but the maisa are actually ruined. Whatever you took too much is actually not meiser, but neither does have meiser on it taken for that chulin, and ve'ein near bachutz, and so what you don't see on the outside of the fingers. So b'day to the kain tali musa. It really depends on the intentionality of the kain, and ve'ein day to shei kain mitzal digavoy. His intention is only what his kemitza should be, only what's in inside of his fist. Mashenisher b'kli umad b'vroy, and what was in the vessel and what's outside of his fingers, that is his intention labasharayim, that should be leftovers. Of the beini, what's in between his fingers, tivla havakit mikorokan mikmitza, that he didn't have intention at all. He was only thinking what's in his hands and what's outside the hands, but between the fingers, that essentially really stays as it was before any kemitza was done, like as if it was tevel, as if nothing was done to it. That was one tzad. Maybe no pshita the tivla havlo. No, most definitely we know that it's not tevel. El esafik, rather it's a tzad. Oikam, it's a shrayim. Is it from the kemitza or is it from the shrayim? The pashto, the safik, and that's the Gemara concludes that no, it is a safik, and that it's not considered as tevel. We just don't know which it is. Now, benafkmi, what's the difference? Which one it is? Either way, we don't know what it is. The difference is if it's tevel, is im nisarv bechulin. If it gets mixed up with chulin flower shabbos that's in the courtyard, what's chulin doing over here? Which is hanelech hanechel mamincha, which is consumed with the flower offering, which. That it says in the pasuk, what's yoichlu, which means to say, it's telling you that you eat chulin with the flower offering, so that you should be eating it when you're satiated with it. So that tells us that there is chulin da azara, and let's say this that was between the fingers get mixed up with that. So then lay bottle, it wouldn't be nullified with tevel b'mashra, it would make the whole mixture usr as tevel. Even with a minute amount. But if it would just be a doubt the way the Gemara comes out, then it wouldn't be so severe. It would be either the Kmitza or the Shrayim, which is not as severe as Tevel. And therefore it would be Batel, and therefore that's the ramification of the difference if it's a Safek or if it's considered as Tevel. That was the two approaches to resolve. What does it mean that the Gemara concluded Safek Haba? The next test master that begins with the Gemara of Amman, the master said, Shiraim Shechazu ben Kemitz like Torah, if you have the leftovers that's missing from it between taking the fistful and burning the fistful, then Imak Din Alain says, Kemitz, then you can't burn anymore the Kemitza to permit the Shiraim. Now, says Taisus, Vafil Rabbi Yechon, Imkorn Rabbi Yechon, Dome Pekam, and Nachzai says the first book of Nachzai of Tesmet Aleph, that Makta Kemitz Alain, they actually hold that you could burn the Kemitza even though you're missing from the Shiraim. The problem is, here it's Rabbi Yechon who's bringing the question. According to him, you could burn the, but between the fingers, the Bein HaMinayim first. Because even though it's like the Shiraim, and it's like Shiraim that was missing between the Kemitzah and the Ketar. He himself was asking the question, he holds the Shiraim that's missing, you could burn the Kemitzah. Still says Taisis, no. Maiduhu, he agrees, the Isim Shirai Master Machila. Still, those leftovers, yeah, you'd be able to burn the Kemitzah, but the leftovers would be fitting to be eaten. Could you all fall from Gemara, like the Mikra, like the Gemara where they learns out from a Pasik that says when they serve him in the Minchal Aaron Levanov, the leftovers Aaron and Sons eat, but not the leftovers of the leftovers, because some of the leftovers were burnt. So this that we say over here, that Eimak Tinil and Sakaimitz, that's not opposite Rabbi Yechonah Vachikamer. Eimak Tirin Alein, what does that mean to say? Of course you're going to be burning it like Rabbi Yechonah holds. But Kalem, what it means to say is Eimak Tirin B'Shvilon. You're not going to be burning it for them, for the leftovers, as HaKoimitz, meaning Kedei Latirin V'Achil to permit them to be eaten. Because although you could burn the Kemitz according to Rabbi Yechonah, but you won't be able to eat the leftovers. And therefore that's why we don't want to do the Binyan first, in case it might be the Shiraim. Olahachishon V'Lishne, it says, Tyson, that's why we find that there's a unique word change, which is the Hasam come over there in Menaches, in the words of Rish Lakish, who disagrees with Rabbi Yechonah, and he says that if some of the Shiraim are missing, a maktirin kaimitz alein, you don't burn the kaimitz on them. There, the samach loshen haktari tal kaimitz, there the word haktari is near the word hakaimitz to tell you that, yeah, that you cannot burn the kaimitzah. The ikar haktari, the hasam mishvil kaimitzi. Because there, the primary element that we're trying to tell you over there is regarding the kmitza, if you could burn it or not. V'hachi is b'rev svarm. Here, most of the texts say imaktirin alein v'chulu, that it says imaktirin alein sakaimitz, which is that you cannot burn the kaimitz aleihen, like we said, for them. Oh, l'hachi kama, therefore is saying, d'leil hakta bin b'nai b'reisha, that's why you shouldn't burn what's between the fingers first, because if that would be the case, then even if it turns out that it was Shiraim, Masul l'shiraim achila. Rabbi Yechonah agrees that you wouldn't be able to eat the Shiraim. Yes, he would hold you could burn the Kemitzah, unlike Rish Lakish over there, but you wouldn't be able to eat the leftovers, and therefore it's even according to Rabbi Yechonah. Next says Master begins with Zigmar of Papa Hachikim Bailey. This was a Papa's question. Maloy Chafnav Am Rachmanam. Torah tells us that it has to be the handful. So what's the Gemara's question? Pirish. In other words, if the reason to invalidate Beinu Binayim is because it's like Beiroitzin that we said from Bekumtzai, and by Chafina doesn't say Bekumtzai, so it comes out the reason why it's possible is because the Gezeresh of Malay Malay. So that's what the Gemara says. Oh, that's the question we had already asked before. So the Gemara is saying, oh, Elder Rabbah, but the Gemara is saying, oh, you're right. No. It's not coming from Beraitzin, because that would have been the same question we had asked before. Rather, Imtim to Lemon the God become its possible, if you're going to say that by Kemitza. Yeah, it's possible, Mishim Dachsiv, from a different reason. It says, V'komatz HaKoyin, like says the Koyin has to do the Kemitza, which means, V'loy Bein HaBenayim, and not what's between the fingers. Why? Because Lav Koyin Koyimitz. That's not considered the Koyin doing that Kemitza. El-Memela Ilasa, by itself it gets between the fingers. But by the handfuls of the guitarist, doesn't say he has to take. Rather, he should have melechafnim. The mashra sounds like a fellow by memelo techam. It would be by itself. Because as Tais explains, the kra, the pasuk of belokach, that it says to take, it says by the coals, it's not going on the incense. That's what one side of the question is. The maybe no belokach does say to take and to bring. In other words, what it means to say is belokach the resh the kra. This Balakah, this is the beginning of the Pasik, is not going just on the coals that it says right after that. Koinami Akhtaris, Kamai Kham, it's going also on the incense, which is mentioned later, just like on the coals, and maybe there would have to require a Lekicha, which would also be invalid, because it's not considered him taking, just like we invalidated by the Kemitzah. The next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, comments, Barusha, it's Ba'isa Mahu. What's the Alocha if you do the Kemitzah with the tips of the fingers? So Tais explains. It's not like what the Gemara had already said once before. So you would think it would be valid even with the tips of the fingers, which we said is not valid. It has to be a maloy chafnav. It says, no, that which we mentioned before, that was talking about where you literally only take maloy kumtzai. You're not taking maloy kumtzai because you're only taking the amount of flour that fits in the tips of your fingers. You're just curling over the fingers. Here, what we mean to say in our question is, you just started digging in to take your handful with your fingertips, unlike the normal way, which you usually do with the sides of your hands. But you do take enough flour that your fingers go over the palm of your hand, and therefore that's why it's different. Therefore, the Gemara does entertain that it should work. What's halacha if you go from the bottom up? What does that mean? Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains. Shechnas Rashi, it's place of besailas. You stick your fingertips into the flour, and vegav yod the keneged hakemach. You have the back of your hand opposite the flour, vekametz, and then you lift up your fingers, and you do the kmitza that way. So says Taisa Hiros, Abeinza Rashi, it's place of the kumen baylam mikra. This is not the same thing as digging in with the fingertips, because the huha have appears there. The explanation was shekametz Rashi, it's place of you're also starting to dig with your fingertips, but a pas yod the keneged hakemach. Yet at least the palm of your hand opposite the flour, which are more normal here. It's even more in Timtzalayma. Even if you can say fingertips are going to work, but here, where you dug the back of your hand in, and you dug in the fingertips, and you're coming from the bottom up, would that work or not? Ketunek says, Master, that begins with the Gemara, Chafin Bereshit Ba'isama, what's Halacha? Now moving on from the Kmitza to the Chafina, same types of questions, if you do the handfuls of the guitarists with the fingertips. So it says, Ein Lach, don't ask, wait a second. We asked already these same type of questions by the Kemitza. So why are you asking again the same question by the Chafina? It's the same question. Whatever we're going to say by Kemitza, we'll say by Chafina. So it says, no, but what you can say is the Pshita, it's obvious that Gufa Chafina by Kemitza, the way how people normally do handfuls of guitarists, and the way a person takes a fistful of flour, they're not the same. There's a way how people do kmitza and the way how people do chavina. They have to go ahead and ask the same round of questions to tell you that even if this is the normal way of doing kmitza, or this is maybe not the normal way of doing kmitza, but we could still ask the question, is this the way how people do chavina or not? Because they're not the same type of activity, kmitza and chavina.